Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am with Facebook tonight, and please God, every night. We've made several tries, because we're, at least I'm an amateur at it, so I had to be trained how to talk to you and not close my eyes as if I was asleep. But that's what I've been doing over the years. I sit in a room surrounded by electronics, and there's nobody there. I just speak. I close my eyes and listen to myself. I learn a lot, believe it or not, if you listen to yourself. But I'm here for a very special reason. I've spent my whole life, I mean nearly my whole life. Let me say I've been on the air for 55 years, warning America what is taking place now. I have warned it, and if you're listening to my program, you possibly you could shift to Facebook, because one of the first things you see is the coming bloody revolution of America that I wrote in 1997. I didn't write it exactly. It was a person of the media, David Kapalin, if I remember his name correctly, that gave me all these questions. And I would like you to read this. But before that, something magical happened. I was looking for the opportunity to reach millions and millions of people who have emotional problems, because as you see in the Matt Drudge report, that's the first thing you see when you come. And he's interrogating me about something, and suddenly I make a point. And you need to read that point or listen to that point, because it is a video. And that was 15 years ago. And I said something about Hitler and how he controlled people through emotion. And I'll say it again just in case you missed it, but you probably didn't miss it because it's the first thing you see. And it is what causes you to say, oh my goodness, I never saw that before. And so what I said, I'm going to repeat it as you read it, as you listened to it just a little while ago. The Nazis used to think or believe that if you are emotionally involved with someone, you will see them, even if they're evil, evil people like Hitler, you can only see him as a Führer through emotion. So what does it say about emotion? This is what we're going to discover, because emotion gets you to see evil as good. And that on top of that, it will, in accord, immediately, you will see innocence as evil. Now, this is, I don't mean to be dramatizing this too much, but it's such an important thing that you understand that human beings are not meant to be driven by emotion. That you have emotion, we shall discuss. But this is a call-in show. And may I suggest that you can see me, please God you can, and you can hear me, please God you can. And I would like for you, instead of sending me a message, well, you can send me a message, I suppose, but you can also pick up the phone and dial 800-877-3227. Would you please? 800-877-3227. Or you can actually go to my website, fhu.com. It's F-U with an H in it, to those of you who are a little bit more ripe than I am. You won't forget that, will you? fhu.com. That's it. And then you can look to the right and see, listen to Roy Live. That's what you can do if you want to, but you can pick up your own phone and call me, 800-866-8883. Now, I'm sure there's hundreds, maybe I'm not sure, but I suspect that many of you are going to tweet, or what do they call it when they give you a message? Comment. I'm new to this, thank you, but if you hear me talking to somebody on the side, it's my friend, he's taking care of this. And he's the engineer. So you can send me a comment, but have the courage, instead of a comment and being sort of unnoticeable, unknown, just to call me and say, I've got this. You have the opportunity to call. Now, I'm talking to possibly, God knows, hundreds of thousands of people just listening to me the first time. And the very first time, there were so many questions. But I couldn't handle it all. And so if you want to send a tweet? A comment. I have to get used to the language, you see. I'm 88 years old, and I've been on the air for 55 years. And I've been saying the same thing. Please, America, wake up from your hypnotic sleep.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I do hope you listen to the first part. But I need to a part of this program. But you can send me comments. I think we are thousands. And so it's difficult just to listen to a comment and not a real person so I can have a discussion. Nearly everybody has problems. You know, I would say everybody does. But I can act if I have to, and you are a little shy. And to be on the radio, it takes a little courage to talk to about yourself. But understand, yourself is not all by yourself. Whatever you got, anxiety, fears, drink, drugs, you name it, every kind of disease, it, all for the same reason, and we are going to talk about what the root cause is. And the root cause is, now listen please carefully, when you're looking at the Drudge Report once again, it's worth watching again and again. But you might catch it for the first time. You've been told that emotion makes you human. I say that is a huge, huge lie. They want you to be emotional because only if you're emotional and arouse that emotion, whoever that wants to control you as an individual or as a whole country, all they have to do is upset you. That's one avenue, becoming upset. When you become upset, one of two things happen. You appease and you give in, and in the giving in, you lose something of yourself to the bully. And something of the bully gets inside you. And you begin to take shape from the bully because you now need approval from him because he's become your, let me emphasize it, he's become your God. In other words, you're looking for approval. Anywhere you look for approval, you put them on a pedestal and they will make you feel good about yourself, but it's not a real good. It's approval. If you're looking for approval, you are a slave. Get it. You're a slave, but you're a slave that is the extension of whoever was a slave before you. So, let me just read this. The number is 800-866-8883. Everybody on Facebook, God bless your little cotton socks. I would love to hear from you. I would. Let me say something about myself before I take the next call. Who's up there right now? What I want to s- say is that every problem you have, every war, every sickness and disease, and 99% of it has a root in emotion. And when you become emotional, you become separated from your innocence, need I say more? And an exchange occurs. You take a little piece of the other person, as I said a few minutes ago. And so, let me explain to you also, and this is the beginning of a series of programs I hope to do every night on the show, on this program, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And I want to get connected to you and become familiar to you, because I'm going to say things which are very painful. But please do not get upset with what I'm saying. And the reason is I'm asking you not to be upset, because for the reasons I just explained. If you become upset, if I was a bad guy, you'd see me good. Or you'd run like hell, taking my identity with you and doing to others what was done to you. You cannot help it. You cannot help because you know not what you're doing. You become a hypnotic state. All I have to do, I could tell you so many stories. I could tell you stories. I'm 88 years old. I began to understand hypnotism when I was 15. I opened the Institute of Hypnosis about 40 years ago and spent two or three and a half years perfecting the hypnotic state, or discovering what it is. And what it was, it wasn't what I thought it was. I began to see that the hypnotic state cannot be cured by hypnotism. You don't ever want to go to a hypnotist, because a hypnotist can only change your behavior, but not to give you back to yourself. You'll always be, listen, I got married. Let me tell you a little story. I married 64 years ago. 64 years, how do you manage that? Because women are not that easy. But how did it happen? She was a pretty girl. And I was in Alabama. I forget where it was exactly, the city. But it was in the South. And she's a Southern young lady. And I had her in my car. Come on now, I'm going to be open with you. But I didn't have any mean intent. It was just a pleasant person. I saw her. Somehow I was drawn to her. And so we sat in the car. She had a headache. And so being a hypnotist at 24 years old, an expert on it, and having not yet gone into the Institute of Hypnosis and made a living from it and learned how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, but not by hypnosis, but by awakening up the victim. The person who comes, I'll come back to my wife in a minute, the person that comes back from a war is intimidated. Some men are so strong they're not intimidated, so they deal with the enemy as they should and they have a good night's sleep. But other men are more civilized by the culture of America. And so they really don't know how to deal with killing somebody. Even though they're really wicked, they see horrible things. They see women who have their head cut off and their bowels open and the baby dragged out of it. They've seen some horrible things. And because of that, they get reacting, and they get upset. And the whole purpose of the enemy is to demoralize the person by doing those horrible things right in front of them. See? So they come back with the enemy. That's what they call it, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a nice name, but you can't cure it. And I need to boast a little bit. You know the number of people, of soldiers that die? 24 a day. It used to be that 24 a day, but just recently they've changed it to 20 a day. How did that happen? It's because of me. I'm the only person who knows how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder in in a matter of a day, sometimes in minutes, and sometimes in several months, and rarely over the years, over a year. But it depends on who it is that is practicing a little technique. It's a very simple thing. We'll talk about that later on. Meanwhile, I'm not going to sort of pat myself on the back, but I invented or discovered. I like the word discovered. It revealed itself to me jumping forward to the Institute of Hypnosis, day by day, day by day, day by day, slowly but surely, my mind began to turn around and seeing hypnosis as Hitler does. I said, oh my God, this is what I'm doing, is simply changing behavior. I'm not helping the person. And of course, if you smoke, and I say you won't need to smoke anymore in the hypnosis, you will obey that. And you will actually have to come over and over again to keep it going. But sooner or later, you're going to have a bigger problem, and the hypnosis comes in again and makes you worse. What is hypnosis in life? It's pressure. And if you can deal with pressure, you're about to experience a horrible pressure called a civil war. Because you've got hundreds of thousands of millions of people who've been to school, have been educated by Marxism. And they think they're American because they're born here, but they think like a Marxist. So they think American is Marxist. They don't see American as a Marxist. They think that is the Marxism they've been programmed to, they think is American. And so that's why you have so much bravado in these young people in the universities. You've got to be very, very careful, because once you start to get upset with somebody, they own you. Understand, they own you, and you can develop a post-traumatic stress disorder, is what I just said, but it's much more subtle than that. You become codependent. Have you ever heard of codependence? Well, it's an emotional state. When you fall in love, when you fall from in love. See, when you fall in love, you think you're falling in love, right? Okay, now let me put it this way. You're falling from what love is all about. You're falling from your innocence that you were born with. But since you come into a culture, the culture gets into you, and then you begin to adjust to culture and the language of culture and the authorities of culture, and you're finished. Now, we have the Constitution, but the Constitution has been overcome. Because you've lost your virtue. The whole idea is to lose your virtue. It is to destroy your virtue in the schools, in the universities, and in teaching professors to teaching people who are taking psychology courses, they're turning them into mind-controlled experts. No, there is no cure for it. There is no psychological cure for post-traumatic stress disorder or anything of the mind. The mind that is broken by another mind, an evil one. And this is what we're going to be talking about on this program. I'm looking at my callers. I'm ready to speak. Did the first caller call the other day? And it's a different Ann. All right, because I have an Ann, so... Well, there we are. We had one last night. All right, I hear the music. Is that the music playing? Because, and so I can barely hear it. If you wouldn't mind, raise it up. Otherwise, I'll raise you up. I'm sorry, that'll be mute. I'm talking my producer. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello again. And here I am. This is Roy Masters. And I do hope you've looked at that video with Roy Masters and Matt Drudge. That's 15 years ago. And it's caused a great amount of interest in it, and we're almost at 1 million, a million and a half people visiting my Facebook and sharing it with lots of people. If I can get 20 million people, I mean this, I'm going to put some money into it. I'm doing it. I want, this is the last thing, because America is going to go down the hill, because you're subject to all the things I've said. And the more you see, the people on the left are ordinary people. They were born the same way as you. But when you come into a world which is controlled by Marxism, yes, the media is Marxist. I've always known that. And I was the first person to experience the horror and not being able to fight back for 50 years. But now you don't get me that easy. Sorry, you guys. I know where you're coming from, and am I going to expose you? And if I expose all the tricks that are being played on you, which is really not thousands of tricks, they are trials. The tricks is simply upsetting you, doing one of two. Let me give you a quickie. A quickie is this. And I remember it was on a movie. I don't remember the movie, but I remember the scene. And I will take my calls. Don't go away, please. It was a scene. And this is the scene. And I'll try to act it out. I'm not a good actor, but I'll do the best I can. So the scene is this. Mother, it could be a father, but this case it was mother. Mother is beating a child, screaming at her, degrading her. You stupid kid. And she goes out. She went on and on, and the producer gave it sufficient force to make you cry when you watch it. But worse, as soon as she gave it, the girl was about 14, gave in, sobbing. My mother. Yeah. All of a sudden, mother's face changed, and she says, there, dear darling, my love, and puts her arm around her and loves what she puts inside the child. Did you get that? She approved, loved what she put in the child. She did it. She actually did both things. I'm trying to tell you that your emotions are subject of this program. I want anybody who is an expert on psychology to come on this program or have a date with me on a big stage somewhere. I don't have any education. I've written on science. I'm way ahead on them in the origin of the universe. That's another thing. All the things I've learned, I have decided not to listen to the schools. I decided not to listen to the educators. Only the thing I wanted to do is understand what causes people not to understand and get confused and actually love the wrong people. And even when you love the right people, you can spoil them. You can spoil your kids by loving them too much, so they never have a life of their own. And in their resentment towards the compulsion that they have towards mother or father, they feel a sense of slavery. And they don't understand what that is, but you get that causes them to be angry. And when anger turns to guilt, and when anger turns to guilt, we tend to look to our mother or father or whoever it is that seems to love us and give us things. It makes us dependent. And let me describe who that is in mass. It's people who are on welfare. You got it? They love you. They love you the worst in you. They love the worst in you. And that is what you're facing. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been born in bigger cities, what kind of person is involved? It's the kind of person that made you a slave down south. Remember, you came from the democratic country down south. A war was fought for your freedom. You come to the north, and up comes Democrats from the south, and find themselves as political people in the inner cities. And you see what they're doing to you. You don't know what to do. You got lots of gangs there. You've got lots of everything that's wrong there, bad schools there, and the gangs will keep you to make sure you don't leave, so that the president can give you, reward you for being nothing. All you are is worth, all you're worth. They don't care about you. Instead of giving you a fishing rod, they say, here's a fishing rod. And you've heard this before. The fishing rod, you teach him to catch a fish, and he loves to see the person loves to catch the fish. And then you say, here's the fishing rod. Now you pay me back in fish. Okay, fair enough? All right. So that is love. But if you don't give him a fishing rod and catch the fish and give him fish as for no reason, what are you doing to him? You're making him codependent. And once you're codependent, you have anger. And the anger has to come out somewhere. But you don't dare fight that which is bigger than yourself that you didn't understand. You would take it out on people who are innocent. So you become one of the Hitlerites. And you don't know you're a Hitlerite. You're really an American. Do you understand this? If you can understand this, that Trump video, it's all, I've said it all, but then there's tons more. Now, I'm going to take calls. We've got calls right now. Is Anne ready? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Anne. I can hear you fine. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm good. Thank you very much for taking my call.
My
pleasure. I'm actually calling because a couple Sundays ago I was watching the Sunday session, and I'm sorry I didn't call sooner, but you had made a comment, and to be honest, I can't even remember what the Sunday session was about, except
yes.
that you made a comment, and I was just wondering if you could explain it, because I'm a little bit confused, and that was that God doesn't want anything to do with us.
Well, I'm not sure if that has... It's only a piece of something.
I think
it was praying to God.
Okay.
Yeah, it was praying to... Oh, my friend here listened to the program. And he says, praying to God. It doesn't do you any good to pray for something because he knows what you need before you ask. Does that make sense? In other words, you really
sense.
Don't know what you want. So why would he let you have it? You see? You think you know what you want. No, you don't know what you want. Whatever you want is the dark side of the force talking to you.
Yeah, and
it's all about
that,
you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to finish the second part of the question.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
God doesn't want anything to do with us. That's why we have Jesus. That's what you followed up with.
Well, I don't remember that.
Okay.
And I don't think I said it quite that way. In it, the context has been changed a little bit. May I suggest? I don't want you to call you any liar. I don't want to do that. You missed something. So since you're capable of seeing it again on my website, please, for my sake, which I shouldn't have said that, but please, for my sake, correct me and listen to it and play it back to me, word for word.
Okay.
With the context, and I really would appreciate that because that's what I call love from you. I need to be corrected. Fair enough?
I just figured that if I missed something, I definitely wanted to hear, understand better. But I will do that. I will listen to it again. Maybe I did miss something.
I'd be happy to make sure you read a little bit about what works up to it and just a little beyond. That's all. Yes, the radio stations don't get all this. They have the reason why we have those breaks is because radio stations are many over the country, and you may want your radio station to get a hold of this, and you could, and you need to call them. But otherwise, I give you the phone number, so you can call me. This is a live show on Facebook. I don't think there's only been anything like this, but now I'm going to take to my call. And one more time, 800-866-8883. Another way of doing it, just in case of emergency, things happen because I think a civil war is coming and I'm trying to prepare you for that because it's horrible. And it can be prevented while I in Hitler's time, you couldn't speak. You couldn't talk about what we're talking about now. They would have killed them right away. But now we in America, we're losing our country because you're losing your virtues. And you can imitate virtue. You can go to church every week and study and listen to a inspirational speaker. But it doesn't make you a Christian at all, just because you read it and remember it and try to act it out. It's hypocrisy. You have to learn how to give yourself over to your Creator, and then you set that the truth will set you free. That's all. Now, Angela, before Angela has anxiety, let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. 866-8883. And in the evening, this is the time, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. Thank you. Now we're going to go to Angela in Arizona. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Roy.
Hello. We have lots of nice ladies. And I think ladies, I love the ladies to talk to you because you need to understand what a man is like. And if you understand, you're going to be happily ever after. So you go ahead.
I called a few weeks ago. I was waking up in the middle of the night with pretty bad anxiety. It was waking me up several mm-hmm. times a night. And you meditated with me, and it worked beautifully. The next night, I woke. Actually, the entity woke up. It was about to, I guess, give me anxiety, and there was something else there that wasn't there before. It was like God, and then didn't even try.
That's right. And it's good.
It stopped, and I just went back to sleep. And the next night was fine too. There was no anxiety, but then I did something during the day,
which was naughty.
Something told me. It sounds silly on the radio. I'm sorry, but
nothing sounds silly to me. Go ahead.
It said, "Don't shave under your arms," but I did anyway, and I got anxiety from that.
I know you should not listen. You should have looked at that as a dark side of the force, as a trick to make you do something, since it's foolish, and it's the trick. You must not listen to your thoughts. The reason why you felt clear and felt free for a couple of days is because you looked at your thoughts and they disappeared, and they disappeared into the speckles of your mind.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, here I am again. Angela, listen carefully. You're now
I didn't know if at first it was a feeling I shouldn't do it, and then it was the words, but then I did it because I didn't want to be embarrassed. And then I got anxiety, and then I watched it like you told me. And after a few hours, it went away. But then when I went to sleep, it came again really severe.
You do understand here that you're on a very important journey. And you can't mess with it. I'm glad you called me, because there's nobody I know that could answer your questions. The question is, can you understand what I'm about to say? What you are saying is very familiar to nearly every person on earth that does not know that they're not themselves. They all think that what they think of is them. So if you were born in Borneo, you'd think like a Borneo, a cannibal. And you'll do things like a cannibal, but you won't have any chance. You have no freedom. You're born in America, you have a chance to make mistakes and make some serious mistakes. But still, you live long enough, and the freedom this country gives is quite different from Hitler Germany and other places similar to that. So you have a chance to make your mistakes. So you're born into this country, in America, but still this culture is not perfect. As the culture becomes more imperfect, the imperfection invades you. And so when you come into the world, you're not coming into the world equivalent to what Adam did. You're coming into the world as an innocent person who has never made a sin. In other words, you have innocence. And so every child is innocence. It has intuition. And that intuition you need to find and trust your intuition. This is the whole purpose of the meditation. Not for me to be a preacher. I don't want to be a preacher. I want you to be an individual. I don't want you to put me on a pedestal. But I have something in me that's called makes you believable to me. You believable. As a person who has a... You can think of me as a breath of fresh air. If you do that, I can continue with you. You do feel that way, don't you?
Oh, yes.
That's of course. That's a good thing between you and I. This gives me the power to overcome what's in you, but not you overcome it, and not me overcome it. It's something in me that's still innocent. I still didn't lose my innocence. I made some mistakes. Of course, I'm not perfect, but I become perfect every moment as I begin to realize what it meant. Little things like this is a little thing. It could grow into a very big thing. But what I'm saying to you, you came into the world and you got corrupted. We don't need to really discuss who it was, whether it's your father, your mother, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
I was molested, yes.
Molested, okay, there is a kid there. And so therefore, how old were you when you were molested?
4.
Yes. Now that's a disgrace to your family. You, a mother doesn't take her eyes off a 4-year-old when somebody comes in. Nobody. You never.
It was my grandfather. I guess she thought, you know.
She ought to knew better. And she looked the other way.
She was very much lost in her thoughts.
That's correct. Exactly right. In other words, he did what to her, what she did to you. It through one man's sin and death through sin spreads to the human race. It means everybody in the universe, in our country, in the world, I should say. Everybody has that problem. You come into the world, and even in America, it was very slight, but America has become a very dangerous place. So much so that we're going to have a civil war. We can prevent a civil war if I can help you in just this. Explaining you in this, it applies to everybody who's listening. That you need to understand that you are possessed. Every person has an identity in them that's not them. And the more you listen to it, the more you become not them. Follow that. And the more you struggle with it, it's like struggling with a person that you can't win. You always lose when you struggle with your thoughts and your feelings. You have no power to do anything except one thing. Stop for a minute. Close your eyes. Watch the thoughts. You need to, from this day forward, watch your thoughts, and you will see the ones you can't trust. You will see it, and when you watch it in the inner light, it will dissolve into a little pixel. Let me explain that for a minute. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This break is also for everybody on Facebook. Now, if I said, I'll be back to this just lady, just a minute, Angela. But if I said, you know, just send me a what you call it when they send you a comment. That's easy because the whole of my computer will light up with questions. But none of you have the courage to let me correct you. Is that correct? Because I know that you have thousands of people listening to me. They would rather do that than be honest like this lady. This lady is going to teach you all what courage is. Please God. Now I'm going to go back to Angela. Angela, listen carefully. You're on the right track. You made a mistake, big deal. You didn't understand that you were dealing with. You were in a hypnotic state. Now, I'll change the word hypnotic to something you understand as a Christian. Temptation. Those who are subject to temptation are slaves. That's it. Lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil. That's where the words are wrong in the scripture. They twisted a word a little bit. God doesn't lead you into temptation. He leads us away from temptation. That is the key. Excuse me, I have to fix my microphone. There it is. Now, this is what I want to just continue again. I shall explain through you to everybody who's listening. Now, close your eyes. Please, this is part of the meditation. We'll just do this part. Now, have you got your eyes closed?
Yes.
All right, do you see those little pixels moving across the screen of your mind? Yes. I don't know, they take different shapes. But this, if you, look, let me say one more thing. If you rub your eye, you feel like little explosions in your eye, don't you? You've done that before, haven't you?
Yes.
Everybody's done that. So, but when you close your eyes, you'll see something less powerful than that. Little pixels is like a hard drive. Is that correct? Is that I use the word correct word? Mark,
is it
a thumb drive? It's like it contains tremendous amounts of information. You can't believe it beyond comprehension. Those little pixels are coming through you as light, like a light with information in it. It's got energy in it. So you try it. When you have a thought like that, close your eyes and the thought will present itself. But it presents itself not from you. It's the dark side that is presenting you a thought and making you doubt what's good. And that's what gets you into trouble. And to cause you to make a decision. All you need to do is look at a thought. And if it's in the wrong place, the light which is in the right place, the light within you that gives you those pixels, once you start to look at it gently, without struggling, it will turn into those pixels and disappear. And you can practice that in tandem with what you're doing. Did you hear what I said? You do not trust.
Yeah.
So, but also, you don't need any thoughts. Only thoughts that come to you at this stage are the ones you've been suppressing. They start to come up. And also the one that the dark side in you knows your weakness and will just play any kind of trick like that. It could be 100 different kinds of tricks. And when you start to feel that way, you know that something is wrong. In other words,
yes,
I'm teaching you not to have emotion. Did you hear what I said? I said, I'm teaching you, showing you that if you have emotions, either it makes you high or makes you low and unhappy. You cannot, I don't know what, the ability for God to move through you and use your emotional aspects which exist in you, to use the energy of your mind and heart to generate let me just stop for a minute. I am talking on a radio. The microphone is here. I am the person behind the microphone that wants to deliver you a message, and you are in Arizona. The energy that's coming through me is like the energy that's helping you to see me, but it's not the same kind of energy. There's no emotions in it. There's no kind of energy that you know. It's counter energy to all bad things and thoughts. And so you can be deceived that you're a good person when you're a bad person. You look at that website with Matt Drudge. All you have to do is become emotional and you can be controlled. But there's another kind of emotion that can be by giving you compliments and lift you up. And then, of course, there's drugs and alcohol that gives you the same kind of feeling that you're okay, that you're right, but you're really wrong. Every high is a new low. And when you eat something and you feel so good about, oh, wasn't that delicious? Oh, I have to have some more of that. It means you're going beyond. Something's missing in you and you're taking a sense of worth. Worthless worth. Hear the word. Worthless word either way. So you drink more and you feel better, but every high is a new low. And then that creates a greater need for, because you're further away from your God. So now we come back to you again, because you're worth talking about. Do you understand that when you do not to trust your thoughts? I'm talking to you without thoughts. I actually have my eye closed. I really shouldn't be talking to you this way. But I'm looking at the microphone here. But for the reason, I don't like to read anything. I want to say something as it comes through me. And so I could, and somehow bring what you need to know. Bring it forth, which you did almost quickly. You told me, you gave me the clue. You have a resentment towards your grandpa. And you have become an appeaser, correct? You tend to want to go along with everybody. You don't want to be an appeaser. I want you to stand up for yourself. But the way you can stand up for yourself to anybody now, you're not a kid anymore. So you have a fully grown body and a mind. And so now you need to find the truth. You need to know what the truth is. And I'm going to lead you to it by step, which is very, very easy. Turn the thought when it comes. Question it. Look at it. And when you watch it and it's no good, it goes away. Because I do not do things by thoughts. I do things intuitively because I don't know what the next moment means. All right. If I'll just finish one more thing. Human beings cannot create their own story. I think there's a scripture there, if you don't mind. And it would be a delight for me to express it, if I can remember the words for it. I'm not very good at reading and memory. He says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. So here it is. Are you ready to put aside your struggle, put aside what you want in life, but want to know the purpose? And but now, because you want to know the purpose, you are enlightened. And the dark side inside you is stirring. And it is frightened. And any fear you feel from this moment forward, consider it as the dark force is afraid of the little bit of light you have. So, in other words, every thought that comes up to your mind, just watch it and it will dissolve. And then ever to another one, it dissolves. And pretty soon, you can dissolve them all into the pixels and disappear. And then in its place comes intuition. And intuition doesn't require memory. It doesn't. Now, memory is an interesting thing because you learn English. There's certain things you naturally grasp. But you do not want to trust authority. Never trust authority. Authority as a psychiatrist. There are some people. I just met a doctor not long ago. I took my wife to a doctor. She has a little problem. But I found the first doctor I've ever seen in my whole life which had a spirit in him that makes him a healer with his medicine too, but with his presence. I was astonished. I'm 88 years old, couldn't find one that really understood what he was doing, and his personality was a cure, just to know him. There's magic there. I want you to play that magic too. Could you repeat to me after we finished what you learned from me just now? Alice, Angela, I'll be back in a minute. Hold a second.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like what I'm saying? If you listen to my conversation with Angela, you may see what's wrong with yourself. There's only one thing that becomes two. And the one thing I'm speaking about is you come into the culture and your parents represent the culture, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. And that's why Jesus says, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do. Because you've got to be careful you don't stand in their shoes by reacting to them. But you can't help it. You can't help it. You are not guilty. You feel guilty because something is inside you and playing with you. And so there's a way. You need to understand it's not psychology. Psychology doesn't understand this. I know how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. And because there's a dark side of them that talks to them the same as you. Every person, we talk about veterans because civilized people also have the same problems of stress like veterans do, post-traumatic stress disorder. They brought the enemy home. They always say that. And the enemy says, they get so upset and so angry that the entity overcomes them and begins to speak through them in very negative terms. And so they go home, they're happy to be home, but they brought the enemy home, but they don't know what the enemy is. Neither does no psychiatrist on this earth knows what it is, except people like myself, which are very rare because I'm on the radio. And that's even more rare because most places I can't go to England to talk like this. They shut me down. Okay. So we're going to take some more calls, but I just want to say, I love what you're saying. And I just want you to understand that I'm using the opportunity to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder because, in a manner of speaking, you have a bit of it. And if you let it live long enough, it will say to you, if you don't kill yourself, you see, if you don't kill yourself, I just forgot now what the point is. He says, oh yes, your family will, you're going to shoot your family. I'll cause you to shoot your family, so you better kill yourself. That's what it is. That's the same words in every person who has post-traumatic stress disorder. If you, I'm being spontaneous here, and I sometimes forget the exact words, but if you don't kill yourself, if you won't kill yourself, I will make you kill your family. That's what it says, and it's so powerful, they did do it right away. That's how power it will have. And I know how to quit that. I know how to stop it in you right now. Don't trust it. And then the way you deal with it is to look at the thought. Close your eyes before you make any decision and see the thought either disappear by itself or it fades into the pixels that are passing through your mind. The thoughts is passing through the pixels is passing through your minds. You don't want any pictures. And you keep looking at the pixel, and then comes the next exercise with your fingers at your right hand. I won't talk about that right now because we have lots of calls. Thank you, Angela. Did you understand that, my dear young lady?
Yes, I understood. Thank you.
Do you feel better now?
Yes, I don't feel so much fear, and I'm much calmer.
If you have fear, do not count it as your fear. Count it as the demon's fear. And that makes it more scared. It makes it more reasonable for you to not to follow through with it. All you do is understand that the fear is not yours. It feels like yours. You feel that your thoughts are yours, but nothing is yours until you find the truth that sets you free. And it's beautifully simple. Beautifully simple. And you will win everything. You will happily, you'll be protected. Our country will be protected, and all our enemies within it and outside will run like hell. Even now, I warn the left. Everybody on the left, there's hundreds of thousands of you listening to me. Invite me to your college or call, give me the best you've got, and I have an hour talk with you. I'll set aside and I'll show you what an ass you are. See? That's all. And that's been going on for 55 years. No one succeeded in even calling me. I've had discussions of people. I say goodbye to Angela, I take my next call. There's so many stories I can tell you. Okay, now here we go again. Christina.
Hi, Roy. If I could make a quick comment before I ask my
absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely. That's fine.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that you're on live on Facebook now. It's incredible. And I'm reading some of the people's comments, and they're asking you to not close your eyes when you speak. And I think it's silly that they're even bothering to say that. I think to myself, if the man focuses better on what is being discussed by closing his eyes, please don't think about him
closing his eyes.
And
thank
just
you. I do have
just
a problem with that.
Just listen to what he's saying.
You see, a tendency is to be distracted by your eyes. And
yes.
In such a serious moment, I've been on the radio for 55 years, and I had many people calling me in the beginning. I was glib, I knew what I was talking, but as I got older, I began to see the seriousness of me speaking without preparation.
It's vital. And even if the caller, if it doesn't even get through to the caller at that time, it's getting through to other people who are listening.
Hold the line just for a minute. I'll come back. Would you mind? Oh, what time is it?
Of course.
Listen, we're going to go to another hour. Would you mind waiting?
No, not at all.
I will. It's just be about 3 or 4 minutes. That's all. Thank you so much. I love you, everybody. I love this country, but I don't like to see what it's done to you. Let me help you to overcome the overcomer. I've done that a lot. Yes, I just have one proviso. Do you like this? You know, if you go down a little bit lower, you'll see me asking for money for the veterans. Because I haven't had enough money I'm the only person that's brought it down from 24 murders, killing themselves, and 20. I don't know how to cure all of them, but I can't do it because of Obama and the media. And so it's very difficult to get money with all the media stuff and all the things they say about me. Thank you very much for supporting me. I want to reach 20 million people in just 35 days at least. Thank you.